Welcome to this week's issue of Tech Talk. I'm Lynette Luna. This week I spoke with Rob Conant, Senior Vice President of Network Products at Trilliant, a company that provides network solutions and software to utilities for advanced metering, demand response, and smart grid management. The smart grid market is heating up as several companies are positioning themselves to capitalize on the billions in federal stimulus dollars that are expected to flow into the utility sector. The smart grid, which is comprised of smart meters, communications technology, sensor, and software, promises to let customers and utilities monitor energy consumption and taper usage when the availability of electricity is limited. The IP-based smart grid model ultimately also is expected to help consumers understand the economies of their consumption patterns so they can make changes in the home. Theoretically, utilities will be able to use the smart grid to improve energy reliability and efficiency while reducing power line losses. I spoke with Mr. Conant about the smart grid opportunity, the company's recent acquisition of Wi-Fi mesh provider SkyPilot, and its value proposition to the utility industry.
Thanks for joining me today.
That's my pleasure.
How would you characterize the opportunity in the smart grid market?
Well, I think that I lived through the telecom boom and the internet boom, and what's happening in smart grid. Cisco has said that they believe that it's going to be 10 times bigger than internet. You know, while part of that may be Silicon Valley bluster, I also think that what we're talking about is providing communications technology out to every single home in the United States. Utilities are providing communications down to homes to allow homes to manage their energy consumption more effectively. So it is a huge opportunity for wireless companies and technology companies.
Can you talk about what Trilliant's acquisition of SkyPilot means and what Trilliant's value proposition is?
Sure. So Trilliant, just a little bit of a background on Trilliant. Trilliant's been around for about 25 years providing communications technologies to utility companies. As companies started looking at smart grid technologies about 5 years ago, Trilliant stepped up and provided the smart grid network for Hydro One, which was the first and so far the biggest smart grid deployment in North America. And as part of that, Hydro One pretty clearly recognized that there's a wide variety of different devices that need to be connected to the smart grid, and those devices have different communications needs. So what people call the anchor tenant of the smart grid is electric meters and metering. Now, electric meters, you know, today, most electric meters, like where I live in California, are read once a month. You know, someone comes by once a month, or maybe they drive by and read them wirelessly, or maybe they walk up and read it with their eyes and write down the numbers. So you're talking about, you know, a few bytes once a month is the communications rate today. But moving towards time of use billing, like they've done in Ontario, you're talking about significantly more communication. So in Ontario, every day they read interval data on an hourly basis from that meter. So at midnight, they pull back data from every meter, 1.3 million meters in Hydro One's case, throughout Ontario. But there's a particular bandwidth that's needed for that. But Hydro One early on recognized that there are lots of grid devices that control the flow of electricity through the grid and manage disturbances and outages and changes in demand and generation. And many of those devices require much shorter communication cycles. So in some cases, what they call sub-cycle communications, you know, down lower than the 60 hertz of the AC on the lines. Our acquisition of SkyPilot was really a recognition of that need in the industry. We acquired SkyPilot so that we can complement our neighborhood area network technology with a low latency broadband technology that's also a wireless mesh, so that we can get 100% coverage in different kinds of geographies, but also with different kinds of devices, so that we can connect grid devices like what they call reclosers and capacitor banks, even transformer monitoring on poles. So we saw the SkyPilot technology is particularly well suited for that, and we expect utilities to be purchasing that kind of secure private moving forward.
What are the benefits of using Wi-Fi versus WiMAX versus cellular technologies? I know Wi-Fi obviously has got a huge benefit of economies of scale.
It, absolutely. I think Wi-Fi is used in a couple different areas with the SkyPilot technology. One is for mobile worker applications. So a lot of the utilities are looking at using their smart grid network to provide really wireless internet access at substations. So in some cases, this will be used for like video surveillance at a substation for security purposes, but also for diagnostic and monitoring purposes. In addition to that, a lot of equipment in substations can be wireless enabled so that it can communicate back through Wi-Fi access at the substation. For the backhaul in the wide area network mesh, as you know, the SkyPilot technology uses standard off-the-shelf radios, but modified so that they can communicate over very large distances. And the real benefit there is leveraging that huge investment in technology that has happened with Wi-Fi chipsets. So there are multiple suppliers. They're very inexpensive at this point, so utilities can actually afford to deploy this technology across their service territories without having to jack up rates. It's also very, very well proven in terms of reliability. So we're able to get very high reliability communications with the Wi-Fi technology.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a misnomer with Wi-Fi, right? A lot of people still think that it's not as reliable.
Yeah, I think that people have people's experience with it has more often been on the consumer side, in those applications, maybe the configurations and setups are more oriented towards access rather than reliability. What the interesting thing that SkyPilot has done is taken that standard off the shelf technology and they use it in a way that can achieve very, very high reliability. So we actually have SkyPilot uses highly directional antennas, which cuts down significantly on interference, and also they're allowed to get very high power levels in particular directions. So on any link throughout that mesh network, they have extremely high link budget, which is what allows them to get up to 10 miles of range, and that also reduces interference pretty dramatically, so they can get very high reliability.
What are you seeing in terms of the attitude among utilities in terms of either building their own or outsourcing and using commercial cellular technology?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of discussion about this. Utilities have a lot of they've invested a lot in telecommunications networks over the years, but with smart grid, utilities, bigger and bigger chunk of utilities' time is going to be spent managing these kinds of networks, and they have to be experts at managing those kinds of networks. Most of our customers traditionally have used digital cellular as the backhaul, and it's a nice idea conceptually. And for low criticality equipment, I think it works pretty well if you don't need much bandwidth. But the challenge is the data communication on the digital cellular networks is the revenue opportunity for a carrier there is so small in comparison to the revenue opportunity from selling new ringtones or getting new cellular customers that it hasn't been their top priority. That is a consumer market. That is not an industrial market. So reliability is a little bit less of an issue. There's more churn, more turnover in the technology, so the life cycle of the technology isn't as long. So digital cellular is obsoleted more rapidly than typical industrial communications. The feedback that we've had from utilities has been extremely positive because most of them believe that they need to own and manage that network. They need to have private, secure, end-to-end networks in order to feel comfortable using that for grid monitoring and control.
How do you get your message across in this mad dash? It seems like there's so many announcements and so many different players coming into the space. It can get pretty confusing.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot happening. I would say that there's we have very good relationships with our customers. There are not a huge number of utilities in the country. There are a few hundred big utilities in the country, and Trilliant knows them all. And so because we have a long history in this market, we have very good relationships with our customers.